Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Happy Wednesday, March 2nd for everyone out there. I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day. Wow, it is March 2nd. I pray that you guys are well rested and that you had a great day. I'm over here drinking my tea. We have a very, very good message today, and it is called Be Firm with What You Want. And yesterday we talked about sticking to our plans and, you know, getting back on track. But I think that it's very important for us to be very firm and very clear with what we want, what we're asking God for, and what we are striving for in this life. Because when we're uncertain, even though there will be moments of uncertainty, I think that when we become very clear, a lot of ish just kind of moves out of our way. A lot of nonsense kind of goes this way. We just become more focused and more tunnel vision, and we can get to exactly what we want. Go ahead and load up the comments, you guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we're going to say a quick prayer. I'm going to go to the comments and we're going to get started. So if you're not religious or spiritual, it's totally okay. I hope I can pray for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together again for another day. I pray everyone is blessed. I pray that everybody gets a little something from this message today. I pray for peace, discernment, abundance, love, opportunity, motivation, strength, and perseverance for everybody watching now, later, and all around the world. Your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning. So go ahead and load up the good mornings, you guys, so I can shout you guys out. It is a Wednesday. I feel so well rested. Let me tell y'all. So yesterday, I took myself back to the gym, trying to stick to the plan, right? We talked about sticking to the plan. And on my vision board, I have the body that I'm striving for. I normally go to the gym in the mornings. Well, when I was working out before, normally went to the gym in the mornings before Morning Motivation. Yesterday, I was like, let me try the evenings. Absolutely not. It looks like where COVID went to die. Like, absolutely not. Let me know your guys' workout routine. Do you guys prefer working out in the morning, working out in the evening? I like working out in the morning because the evening just wasn't it. But let's go ahead and hit the shout outs today. Bye, sweetheart. Have a great day. Go to the bathroom, Zara. Go, baby. He's taking Zara out for the bathroom. So good morning, Destiny. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Naya. Good morning, Kimberly. Finally made it to one. Awesome. Well, welcome to Alive. Good morning, Lonnie. Good morning, Edwan. It must be your day off. Good morning, Baron. What's up, Minister? Good morning, Brianna. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning. You perform mornings. I do too. Good morning from Philly. Hey, Veronica. This is your first time tuning in, you guys, let me know where you are from. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Veronica. Y'all, I'm drinking some tea. I got my raspberry tea with a little lemon in here, and I'm really excited to get into today's topic. Let's see. Turquoise says, I prefer working out in the evening, but it would be better if I worked out in the morning so I have the rest of the day free. I just like to get it out the way, and it was too many people. It was way too many people in the gym last night. So sometimes we have a plan, and then we have to revise our plans. I think I'm going to go back to doing it in the mornings just to get it out of the way, just so I can feel extra accomplished. Because in the evenings, that just wasn't it. It was nasty in there. It was not it. Good morning. Morning workouts are the best. I agree. Yes, yesterday are my day off. Only day I can make it to the live stream. Well, I'm so happy you're here, Edwan. Thank you for being here. Hi, good morning, RCL. Good morning from the bed in Atlanta. Good morning, Grand Rising. I see a lot of new faces. Well, welcome. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm so happy you guys are here today. Thank you for being a part of this live stream. So if you are new, the Morning Motivation is just a dose of motivation for your morning to take with you. And I call myself a seed pusher because no matter what I say, it may apply to you, it may not. So my job is just to hand you guys the seeds, and it's your job if you want to, you know, put them in your garden and allow them to grow for your future goals, or you can toss them out. It's up to you. You guys are the navigators, creators of your life between you and God. You create the life that you want. So I always tell you guys on here, thank you so much for tuning in. But like anything, if it applies, great. If it doesn't, then that is great too. But thank you for being here. Dose of Danny's, good morning from Toronto. What's up, NG? Good morning, NG. Good morning, Touch of Terry. How are you doing? You guys are coming on today. I really appreciate it. So today's topic is, yesterday we talked about sticking to the plan, right? We talked about, and it was really good. I want you guys to go back and watch it if you missed it. Sticking to your plan and being firm with what you want. Today is being firm with what you want. So we have a plan, and it is our job. It is our duty that when we're working this plan, when we're asking God for these things, to be very, very clear. This is, I think, one of the hardest things to do, especially if you're a person where you don't mind options, you don't mind other perspectives, or you're very open-minded on any way things could go. But I think that when we are very firm on what we want, when we take a stance for what we want, the quicker we are able to manifest it, the quicker we're able to work towards it, the quicker we're able to receive it from God, because we're very specific. If you watch or read any manifestation books or any books about money, getting you to the next level, they always talk about being very clear about what you want. And I would say it's kind of like this, right? If I always like to bring God down to a human level, because sometimes I think church or people can make God feel so away from us, or so not, or so, I mean, he is grand, right? Or whoever you believe in is very grand, and they're omnipotent, and they're the universe, all of that stuff, right? But if the Bible says that God is in the likeness of us, or we in the likeness of him, then I would think that he would be more human-like, at least in my brain. I don't know. Just rock with me for a second. Rock with me. So I like to bring him down to a human level, right? And imagine if God sat you down and he was like, okay, you have 10 minutes to tell me what you want. And in these 10 minutes, I'm going to form a plan. And then, you know, when I'm ready, I'm going to give you the things that you want, right? And you're like excited. You're like, ooh, this is going to be fun. And you're like, well, I want a family, but I don't know if I want a family. Or I want a job, but, you know, that job is kind of cool, but I really like this job over here. And then I think I want to go back to school, or I think I want to get that certification, but I don't know, because Jeannie said that it might not be a good idea. So I don't know if I want to do that. But what I do want to do is go to Disney World next year. But then I do want to go to Miami too. So do you see how that can be very confusing? Do you see how that can be very like all over the place? And kind of like, God is probably like, you got some things to think about. You got some things to work out, because I need a clear vision from you. I need a clear focus about what it is that you want, right? If it's in the cards for you. And I feel like that. And if you don't want to take it to that realm, right? Here's another example. Imagine you're dating someone and you're like, you know what? I am very clear that you are the person I want to spend my life with. You're the person I want to be in a relationship with. I want to build with you. And that person's like, well, you're cool, but you know, I have Tony's over here, and then I have Mark over here. So it's like, I don't really know. You're cool though. So I want to keep you around because you're cool, but you know, I got all these other options. How unclear is that? How foggy is that? How would you feel confident and comfortable in that scenario if you were the person that was like, hey, I want to be with you, and the other person was like, well, do you see the confusion in that? And I feel like when we go to God with things sometimes and we're not clear, and I have to do this myself. I'm going to be very honest here and be very transparent. I have a very hard time articulating exactly what I want. And I think a part of it is it's nervousness of saying, is saying the wrong thing, right? Or asking for the wrong thing, or maybe asking too much, or feeling like, oh, I should be grateful for what I have, so I don't want to ask. But I feel like when we do that, we hold ourselves back from blessings. I feel like when we do that, we hold ourselves back from getting exactly what we deserve and exactly what we want. Because I think that God is a very clear, I feel like he's a very clear being, right? Whatever realm you believe him to be, or whatever level you believe him to be, I think he likes directness. You know, and the Bible is very direct. I think, and that's why it can be kind of confusing and contradictory in certain areas. It's like, okay, you said this over here, but this is, it's a little different, right? But I think he likes, this is what it is. This is what I want. This is what I desire. This is what I choose. Now, does that mean that we're going to roll out the red carpet and get everything we want exactly what we want? No, we talked about that yesterday, right? It's staying patient in the wait. But I feel like when we're not clear, when we're not asking for specific guidance, when we're not asking for specifics, is when it could kind of, I feel like it may delay our blessings. I don't know. I can't speak for God. I don't know how that whole blessing, that whole blessing train works. But what I can tell you is the minute when I got clear, the times in my life when I was absolutely like, this is what I want. This is what I'm striving for. And I really put my head down, like we said yesterday, and I focused and I ran my race. Then things started to kind of click. Not to say that it was just an easy path. Not to say that everything just unfolds automatically. You know, it does take that work. It does take putting putting your actions into work. Faith without works is dead, right? We still have to push forward and move the pendulum forward. But I think that there is so much power in clarity. I think that there's so much power in knowing what you want and it able to manifest through your works and through prayer and through God's guidance. Like the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. I think it said that for a specific reason. Write the vision and make it plain. And that's another thing, is taking your vision to paper, taking the things that you want outside of your mind, outside of your prayers, and writing them down. You will be surprised. And in the manifestation world, right, they call it scripting. And I feel like it's funny because I personally don't care either way. I believe that everybody is going to get to God in their own way. That's why I'm very fluid with how I talk about God here. That's why I'm really like, hey, and non-judgmental. I, you know, do hold my faith in Christianity. However, I feel like people can get to God in their own right. I'm not here to judge. That's not my business. When I get up there with God and his spiritual iPad, he is not going to be worried about why I did not tell Jessica to do X, Y, and Z. It's just, to me, I feel like that's not my business. That is a personal thing. But I think that the point of me saying that, I had a point to say that. I think that when we are in the world, right, and we hear a lot about manifestation, a lot of that does come from, the Bible does parallel a lot of those things. So I don't think that personally there's a right or wrong. I think your intention and your heart is what he pays attention to the most. Again, I'm not a preacher. I'm not God, so take my opinion with a grain of salt and believe what you believe, because at the end of the day, that's between you and your higher power. But I do feel like that they mirror each other, and people want to detach God from it, so they call it something else, in my personal opinion, but it's the same thing. You know, when we talk about scripting in the manifestation world, or they, when they say universe, when you write the vision, when you're writing what you want, when you're setting up your vision boards, you know, it's placing what you want in front of you. It's being very clear and mindful of what you want. I think that's when God can come in and bless it the most. Because if the plan is uncertain, how is he supposed to work his magic in that? If the plan is uncertain and we're teetering back and forth with uncertainty between what we want and what we don't want, there's a lot of confusion that can come in there. It's kind of like, he's like, okay, well, what do I bless? Because there's nothing. Okay. I'm gonna do that. You know? And although yes, he's all knowing, but I think that is a part of our journey as people, is getting very clear, praying about what we want, getting very clear, using our discernment, using our intuition, and going through these journeys and trials and tribulations to get to the other side. Let's see. Let me see what you guys are saying, because I think that this is very... Oh, and I got a super chat. Thank you. Thank you, Ren. Let me see what Ren said. Ren is a super chat, super sticker. Thank you so much, Ren. I really appreciate that. Thank you. So let me see what you guys are saying about this, because I think this is a very interesting topic and conversation. Shamber says, this is what I needed this morning. Thank you, Gab. Appreciate it, Shamber. See, Arn, I don't want to, please, when you got, let me know how to say your names. I do not want to jack your names up because you have such a beautiful name. RCLE, RCL. Y'all don't give me my bad. St. Lise, I'm out of bed. That occurs for me. Which manifestation book do you recommend? Honestly, you can use a regular notebook. I have a notebook that's specifically geared towards scripting and manifesting. I have a journal, and then I have a manifestation book that I write things that I want specifically God to take care of or to get them out of my brain, or maybe something that I visualize. So that's something that you guys can do and incorporate. I got that from, I think, I was watching The Find Guru or somebody on YouTube, and they were saying how they have a specific book that they use to script and manifest. And so I use that, because when we're journaling, sometimes you can vent when you're journaling, right? Sometimes you can say negative things, and I don't want the negative thoughts that I may have when I journal may counteract. If y'all know about the manifestation world, you kind of know what I'm talking about. You don't want those negative emotions or those negative thoughts to contradict what you're asking for. So to me, I keep it separate. Saying it out loud sounds kind of crazy, but it makes sense to me. And it's been working, because sometimes I'll go back and I'll look at old things that I've scripted or manifested or wrote out. And it's just like, wow, that's actually my life. And I did that for my sweetheart. Like, I wrote out all of the qualities that I would really like in a man, like not the superficial stuff, not the superficial list, right? Not the, oh, he has to be this tall and look like this. No, it was like character and how I felt in the relationship and all of that. And that kind of came true. So I do believe in writing the vision and making it plain. And I do believe in writing and scripting and manifesting. So I just do it in a regular notebook, but it's like my manifestation notebook, if that makes any sense. I hope that answered your question. Good morning, Anna. We need to be very specific when we talk to God and not be all over the place. Amen. Right. God wants us to be clear and specific. Thank you, Minister. No, very true. Enjoying this so much. Awesome. Thank you, Ren. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the super chat and the super sticker. God wants us to be clear in what we want and wants us to ask because he already says yes. I love that. Brittany says it's also important to be not only be specific, but also be careful for what we pray for, because what he provides you and the blessing in it may turn out to be something you end up not wanting or expecting. I like that. And I will say that's very true in regards to praying and manifesting. I was watching this video, right? And this girl was talking about how she wanted to manifest a certain amount of money. And she did all of the things, but she was like doing it in overdrive. Like, she was writing about it all the time. She was asking God for it all the time, which the Bible tells you, like, he hears you. You don't have to like keep saying, hey, what about this? What about this? What about this? It's like, do it one time, maybe revisit it a little later, but we're not supposed to constantly bug him. He heard us the first time, right? But she was overly into this manifestation. Like, she was like, I'm going to manifest this money, blah, 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 right? And she gets into a car accident. And long story short, the money she got from the car accident was the exact amount of money that she was trying to manifest. So that's something that I do like that you just said, Brittany, is we do have to be careful with exactly, like, we got to be careful. Like, hey, I want this thing, but I want it to come in your timing and it to be right. And it to be in the right will, in the right way. Because sometimes when we try to stick our hand in it and try to will it ourselves, like when people say, oh, I'm at the love of my life, but he's married, child, that ain't him. God ain't send that to you. God did not send that to you. And we have to remember the devil hears our prayers too. So we got to be careful with that. Okay. Because we could be praying for amends, and then you get somebody, and when we don't properly vet them or ask God, hey, is this from you? And I hate to be preachy today, but I got to say what I know. You know what I mean? you got to make sure that what you're praying for is from God, and that we're not trying to will it and manipulate these things to happen, because you can get them, but then they might not come in the form that you want. And then also on the flip side, be open to how you receive your blessings. I have something very specific on my vision board. I don't want to really share it. It's a little private. I have something very specific on my vision board, and you have to be very open with how God brings you your blessings or the things that you want. And it can come through people. It can come through opportunities. Sometimes it can come through the job. You know, sometimes we pray for more money and we only think that the money is going to come from a career or a job, or, you know, maybe a specific thing that we're doing, a business. But the money could come from a person. The money can come from a significant other. The money can come from, you know, a donation. The money can come from all different ways and all different avenues. It doesn't necessarily have to come from this one specific source. So it's also not being so specific that we sabotage or we can hinder ourselves from getting what we really want, but also that we're fluid enough that it can come in different ways, in different, you know, realms, and possibly in ways we didn't really think that it was going to come. You know, when I met my honey, my sweetheart, we met in a very unexpected way. I did not go to this class expecting to meet someone. And the way that we met and how we met, we got a whole lot of signs. It was really crazy. And maybe I'll share that story on a different day, because I'm a little private when it comes to that. But it was just very interesting that if things didn't happen in a very specific order, and one of the things was really bad for him anyways, very bad, but it brought us closer, and it kind of solidified, like, okay, this is probably the person that you're supposed to be with and have. And if those sequence of events did not happen, we wouldn't be together. So we have to be very open with how we receive our blessings, and be very open with, be very open to let God do his thing. You know, we pray, but we don't want to overdo it and try to manipulate and try to do God's job and step in and be impatient. And then we get something that we really don't want, or it's not for us, or it's not aligned for us. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Miss Debbie, I've been looking for you. You won last week's book giveaway. So please DM me so I can send you your book. I've been waiting for you to come back. You won last week's giveaway, or Chiamber won. You won the week before. So I'm so happy to see you here. So please DM me because you won. I leave Cleveland, Ohio on Friday, March 18th. And my grandma turns 96 this year. And I head to Winter Park, Florida to start attending school. Good job, Edwan. I'm so happy for you. Good job. Yes, clarity is beautiful. Thank you, Ren. I appreciate that. Ren says, when the fisherman can't go out to fish, he stays at home and mends his nets. When I'm unclear, I just focus on coming back to myself, and then a desire pops in and I can manifest it again. I love that. In the midst of us waiting on what God has for us, remember we talked about patience yesterday. Once we pray, once we're clear and we know what we want to do, we get to work. And in days we can't work, we rest. The days we can't work, we enjoy our families. We enjoy our lives. Like, life isn't all about getting what we want. And that's something too, is like, the world does not revolve around us. God will bless us when it's our time to be blessed, just like he blessed everybody else. There will be times of hardship, just like everybody else is going through hardship. Nobody is exempt from the highs and lows of life. And we can't be so tunnel vision on what we want to that we are unhappy until we get what we want. Because then we act like my two-year-old niece. Remember, we act like Joni. Yesterday I talked about, she folds her arms and goes, that's unfair. It's so cute. I wish you guys can see it in person. Next time she's with me, I'll go ahead and record it. But she does this, it's unfair. And we can't be like that. We have to continue living. I love that you said that, Ren. That is beautiful. If you can't do exactly what you want to do, then do something else in the midst of it. Keep working. Keep sowing the seeds. Keep planting. Keep showing up. Keep, you know, praising. And that's another thing. with gratitude is praise in the midst of when we're going through hard stuff. If you want to show God that you're thankful in the midst of your crying, in the midst of it not working out, or maybe not having the money, or maybe something's late, thank him anyway, because there's always a blessing in the midst of our hurt. And the hardships are there to make us stronger. They're there to elevate us, motivate us, maybe see things in a different light, maybe for us to work harder. Because, you know, especially in the Western world, we want a whole lot and doing a whole little of nothing. We can be very lazy in the American culture. Let's just call a spade a spade. We want a whole lot of shmoney for doing a whole lot of nothing. And that is like a theme over here. And that doesn't work all the time. You know, it can work in some instances. We can work smarter and not harder. I'm all for that, right? But at the same time, sometimes we don't get what we want because we have to work harder. God is like, that's cool. I see what you want, but you ain't doing enough to get X, Y, and Z. You know, everybody wants to be a millionaire, but do we have millionaire actions? Are we doing millionaire things? Are we really studying and really honing our skills and doing our part? Because it's not just all on God. You know, we can't just be like, oh, I said what I wanted, so let me just come over here and sit back and just let him do. Y'all, Zara says hi. Let me just sit back and let him do it, and I'm just going to be over here doing the bare minimum. He don't work like that either. Sometimes we got to work harder, y'all. We got to get to work and be very clear in those actions. But thank you for sharing that, Ren. I love that. Ms. Debbie says, I have a journal / planner too, but must we forget to go back and revisit those goals and see how we're getting along with it. Yeah, and that's what we talked about yesterday, and staying the course and sticking to the plan is going back to and sticking to the plan. I love that. Thank you so much, Ms. Debbie. Ren says, when I pray for something, I always add, this is something better. this or something better in case God's better has a better surprise for me, or add to my highest good for those involved. I love that. I love that, Ren. That's beautiful. Good morning. How are you, Willis? How are you? I love that, Lauren. Lauren says, I manifest money all the time. Okay, Lauren, I love that, girl. And Lauren says, I do affirmations. I love that. Amber says, yes, I have an affirmations app. I am, and it's great. I do like that app, you guys. There is an app called I Am Affirmations. So if you guys are working on your affirmations, definitely check that out. You're a Badass at Making Money has affirmations. There's so many affirmation playlists on YouTube that are absolutely free that you guys should definitely check out. But I love that. You're funny, Destiny. Debbie says, thank you so much. Yes, you won, Miss Debbie. Destiny, one day. I'm still okay. So the thing about me and relationships, I know this is off topic, just so you guys can get to know me a little bit better, the person who talks to you guys every day. I haven't had a public relationship since about 2015. I'm very private when it comes to, even though like I'll share like stories and I'll share like little clips and stuff, I'm very, very protective and very private about my relationships. For a few reasons, being public, you never want to have a relationship go through something like, we're human, right? I go through the same things you guys go through. I go through ups and downs too. I would never want to put somebody out there and then something happened and, you know, then have to explain where you went. I don't like getting into all of that. Cause once I'm done with the situation, y'all, Destiny, you know, especially you guys who have watched me on YouTube or listened to my podcast before, and we've been here before, talked about relationships, y'all know when I'm ready to go, I go. So that's one thing. And two, I'm just very protective. So one day, I think that he's the candidate that, you know, they might be out there in the forefront, but I'm super, super protective. And I'm super, I like to keep my relationships so private. Some of you guys know that about me, for those of you who have been here before the morning motivation and others don't, but that's why I'm like, tell the story. I don't know. Maybe one day. Not, I'm not ready yet. Edwan says, I have a big problem with procrastination. I need to get off the bus before I miss the stop. We talked about procrastination yesterday. And what procrastination normally is when we see things, something in front of us, we feel like, oh, I got to do the laundry, or, oh, I got to do this assignment, or, oh, I got to study for this exam. When we look at what we have to do in such angst and such discomfort, we're just like, we don't want to do it, right? But on the other side, when we don't do what we need to do, there's pain behind that, right? There's pain. I'm like, dang, I should have did this, or dang, I didn't do this when I had the time. So we have regret. We don't want to do it, and then we have regret when we don't do it. What I try to focus on that helps me beat my procrastination is I try to focus my energy on how I will feel when it's not done, or how I will feel when it's done. Right? If I don't do it, I'm going to be even in more pain, more uncomfortable. It's going to keep stacking up. I'm going to have to get it done anyway. But when I think about doing it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm free. Oh my gosh, I can like get to the next level. Oh my gosh, I can, you know, that'll be done and over with. So I try to fixate on how I'm going to feel once it's complete, once it's done. Does that make any sense? Yeah. So I hope that helped you beat your procrastination. Oh, those TikTokers swear they only work 4 hours a day, yet they're millionaires. There's some people who can, you know, but I do want to say we have to be very careful with riding the wave of being hot in the moment, right? I was watching this video and it was talking about how like the YouTube world has changed, and influencers who were once on top and who were once doing really, really well aren't really there anymore. We don't want to get to a point where we are like, I'm not bashing anybody how they get their money. I'm sure that there are people who do work 4 hours and they're millionaires, probably, but I hope they're saving their money, because the wave, it's trendy right now. Just like, you know, YouTube was trendy at one point, and Instagram was trendy at one point, and TikTok is now the new trendy right now. So I hope that they're just doing well with their money. I'm sure that they are. And there are instances where people trade and they are in lucrative positions and lucrative jobs. But at the same time, you know, that's not everybody's life. So I don't want the average person to fixate on that, because that might work for them. And it could work for you if you do what they do, but maybe that's not something you want to do. So it's like no point to, you know, even worry about that. Turquoise says, me too. I love that app. Will says, what keeps you motivated to do your manifestations or daily prayer? I talk to God all the time. He is my lifeline. Somebody asked me a few episodes ago, like, does God motivate you? And I said, no. I think that I was lying, not intentionally, but if it wasn't for God, there are so many things that I wouldn't be able to do. Like, I lean on God a lot. Like, when I say he's on the main line, I call him every day. And the reason why is because I know that there's so many things that are humanly impossible for me to do without him. Like, I wouldn't have the mentality I would have. I wouldn't have, I just wouldn't be able to go forth. Like, I pray all the time because I need strength all the time. I need discernment all the time. I need every decision that I make all the time. I pray about my relationship. I pray about my business. I pray about, you know, am I doing the right things, just to get clarity over my life. So I have to pray daily. And they're not always like, I pray with you guys every day, but it's not always that, you know, I guess structured. Like, I don't always start off my personal prayers like, dear Heavenly Father. I do that with you guys. And you know, I do that in group settings. I don't do that with him. I'll just talk to him, you know, and I feel like having a relationship when you have a relationship with God is when it's like the easiest, when you can just talk to him and just ask him and just listen to him and ask him what he wants you to do, and just develop that relationship. So I talk to him just as like I'm talking to you guys, or just like I would call on a best friend. So we have a tight relationship, and I'm more so the one that talks the most. So sometimes we got to be quiet and let him talk too. But I think that that's what just keeps me motivated. Manifestation is because I want so much. I think that everybody manifests, whether you know it or not. You know, if you think that I always say this, if you think your life is crap, you're manifesting a crappy life. If you think that life is beautiful, you're manifesting a beautiful life. If you believe that you're going to get married to a beautiful woman and have amazing children and live a great life, that's what you're going to manifest. But if you focus your energy, it's all energy. It's all what we focus on. It's all about what we believe we can have and believe what we deserve. So if you don't believe that you're worthy of love, you won't have love. If you believe that you are worthy of love and that it's something that you're going to make a priority and you're going to make happen, it will. Same with business. If you believe that you're a good business person, you're going to keep striving and working and researching and studying until you're a good business person. If you believe that you're not, you won't ever put in the work. So it's what a man thinketh, so is he. And that's true with everything. So you're always manifesting, even if it's not a vision board, even if it's not writing it down, it's your thoughts. Your thoughts become things. So if you believe that you'll never have money, you never will have money. If you believe that you'll be a millionaire one day, you will be, because you're going to do the things necessary in order to make sure that that happens for you. Does that make sense? Like when I knew I wanted to be a wife and a mother one day, and I knew I was having trouble in the sector of relationships. So I went out and got a coach. But had I said, oh, it's never going to work for me, guys suck, you know, blah, 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 if I would have had that mindset instead of saying, hey, wait, something I'm doing is wrong, let me go fix me. If I would have just been a blamer and been like, oh, the men suck, me, and blamed everybody else, that would have still been my reality. 6 months later, instead of being in a healthy, loving relationship, I would have been a bitter, mean, guys ain't-ish type of woman. And I didn't want that for myself. And that's okay for some people if that's what the road that they choose to go. But your life really is what you perceive it to be. Regardless if you're rich and wealthy, is a state of mind. Yes, it can buy you material things. Yes, it can be a number. But it's also a state of mind. It's also a mindset. You know, you don't need $1 million in the bank to feel like a millionaire. You don't. And you can have a whole bunch of money in the bank and still feel broke is a joke. It's all a mindset. Being broke is a mindset. Being miserable is a mindset. A lot of stuff that we want and we hold is in our minds. So the reason why I've gotten intentional with what I say, you know, the intentional on my relationships. We know we talk about these in the books. I'm intentional on what I do in my relationships. I'm intentional with my money. You know, all of these things are things that I've learned, read, I share with you guys, we talk about. But we're manifesting constantly. And so when you script, when you write it out, when you do your vision boards, all it is doing is making sure you're focused on what you really, truly want. And you're trashing all the stuff that you don't want, because the negative thoughts are going to come to everybody. You're going to possibly not believe in yourself one day. You're possibly not going to feel your best every single day, but that script and that vision board is a reminder of what you truly desire. So you can shut all those negative thoughts down. So I hope that answered your question, Willis. I understand that I'm private too. Yeah, I'm so private, girl. I pray that he is your husband, girl. I hope so too, girl. I'm tired of dating around here. I was tired child. I want a husband. I hope so. I believe so. But you know, time will tell and people are human. So I'm open. I hope he is. I pray he is. He has all the great qualities of a husband, and our families get along great. So we'll see. I don't know. Or I get along great with his family. His family gets along great with mine. We don't know. We'll see. But they haven't met. So I said that out of context. My bad. This is me. I got to get it done. Yes, girl. Get it done. Girl, you talk to me. I love that. Edwan said, yes, I did. Thank you, sis. No problem. Lauren says, a lot of social media is smoke and mirrors. Y'all, it is. And we talked about that, and everything that glitters isn't gold. I don't like talking like this because I don't like being a hater. And you know, everything, if we don't like something these days, we hate. But I was watching somebody, and I was watching them buy a very expensive car. And I'm not really a fan of this person, so to speak, but I'm intrigued because they have a lot of influence. And I just kind of wanted to see what the allure was, why people really follow this person, why people love this person. So I was just watching, just out of curiosity, you know, no judgment, just watching out of curiosity. And I was watching the transaction happen and I was noticing some things. And that's why we say we can't be jealous of what people have because we don't know what they have. And although that they got this really dope thing, which I also aspire to have one day, I think that it's great, right? I'm happy for that person. But the way they got it and the money that they spent on it or were willing to spend on something, I was like, I wouldn't do that. It's just not me. It's not my cup of tea. It's just something that is not for me. And I think that when we look at other people's lives a little too much and we're riding on and we're like this and like, oh my gosh, they have this and they have that and they have, y'all, we don't know how they get in this stuff or if it's even smart to do it like that. You know, yes, they say Chanel and Birkin are investments, right? And certain luxury items are investments. And that is true. But unless you know the luxury world, it's not all the same. They're all not created equal. And I won't get into that. But there's just certain things where it's just like, we got to take everything with a grain of salt. It's great to be inspired by people. It's great to see somebody do something that you want to do eventually and be like, wow, that's, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. I think that that's amazing. And it's great to be inspired. But when we hold on to what other people are doing so firmly that we attach to it or that we envy it or we get jealous of it, it's really wasted energy because you have no idea. Like, I think I heard somebody that the car note was like $5,000 a month. I think even if I had $1 million, I would not be paying $5,000 a month for a car note. I don't care what kind of car it is, but that's me. That's her money. She can do whatever, that person can do whatever they want with their money. That's fine. I would never, ever, I don't care what I got. I just, to me, I rather spend money in different ways. I rather buy a car cash that I love or lease a car through my business, whatever the case may be, and work it out that way because I've already financed enough cars in my life. But everybody's on a different level. Everybody's doing things differently. So you have to do what's best for you. So yes, social media is a lot of smoke and mirrors. And we don't know how people are getting these items. We don't know if, we just don't know. So we got to take everything we see and hear on social media with a grain of salt. There's some great information out there. I don't know if you guys are subscribed to my YouTube channel, on my community page, if there's a video I come across that I think that is a great message, I'm going to share one today from Pastor Torre and his wife, Sarah Jakes Roberts, about love and balance. I think it's a great one and some of the things that we've actually talked about, but I'll share videos on my timeline that I think that would be great for you guys or something that we've talked about that can give you a dose of, you know, more motivation, more inspiration, or just some more knowledge. You know, when we talked about money here, I didn't have all the answers, but on my community page, I shared a video with you guys that talked about the answers that some of you guys wanted to know about investing and about money. And because I don't know everything, but if I find a video that I think is helpful, I'll share it. So we have to take the information that we need, see it and apply it. But the stuff that we don't, toss it out. And this is another thing, don't ever envy anybody you don't like. Like if you don't like that person, if you wouldn't be friends with that person, if you wouldn't trade lives with that person, then we got to take that with a grain of salt too. Like be very careful of the advice because there's a lot of bad advice on the internet, especially when it comes to love and relationships and all this. I wouldn't do this for no man and blah, blah, blah. Ciao. That's a whole different topic for a whole nother day. But yeah, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. We got to take that grain of salt. Yes, on my timeline, I have them on a speed dial. Exactly, on the main line. I do. I call on God all the time. These guys came into my job yesterday after I sold them their fragrances and they kept talking about God and religion. Made me kind of uncomfortable. I feel like they were pushing it on me, saying I have to go to church in order to have a relationship with God. No, I don't believe that. I think it's great if you find a church where it's a community, and that's great for some people. I've been burned by churches, so they're not my favorite thing. And especially with the pandemic, my church is in LA. I go to one LA with Pastor Torre Roberts and Sarah Jakes Roberts. So my church is way in LA. So I can't even go to that church when I want to go. And it's all about what you and your relationship. Because at the end of the day, I don't think when we get up there, God is going to be like, well, how many days did you go to church? I think he's going to worry about how much time we spent with him, how much time we talked to him, how much time we listened to him, how much time we prayed to him, how much time. I think he's going to care about that. Like, would you, if you were married, would you care if, okay, say if you were married and every time your husband came home, you were asleep, right? Would you care more that he came home, or would you care more that he came home when you were awake so you guys could actually talk and actually be with each other and spend time together and converse together versus every time he comes home, you're sleeping, you never see him. And then by the time you get up, he's asleep. You see what I mean? Like, there's no, you're not building a relationship. You just got a roommate at that point. So yeah, don't ever let people try to force their beliefs on you. Everybody's path is different. Everybody's ways are different, and certain preachers preach certain things and all that's cool. You just tell them, you know what, that's great for you. How me and God are good. That's what I tell people all the time. Me and God are straight. So that's great for you. I appreciate it. Love and respect. But, you know, and then if they keep pushing now you're disrespecting my boundaries. Now it's uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable. Lauren, don't ever let nobody challenge you. Me and God are straight. That's what I would tell them. But I'm happy. I'm sad you went through that. Yep. Faith without works is dead. Thank you, Ms. Detox. She says, and saying is if I don't agree 100% of the Bible when I'm not in agreement with God just made me uncomfortable, like they were about to. Girl. And I would have been like, are y'all done? Because it's time for y'all to go. Thank you so much for shopping. Y'all have little low tolerance for people trying to force things on nobody. When they get to heaven, God, or wherever we go, God is not going to stand in front of them and be like, hey, did you convert Lauren that day in that perfume shop, in the fragrance shop? Like, Lauren, I've been like, hey, y'all can, thank you. Thank y'all. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Be blessed. Because you're not supposed to do that. The Bible tells you you're not supposed to force anything on nobody. Everybody's supposed to find their way to God. You're supposed to tell people about him if that's what's in your heart, and you keep it pushing. I'm not here to force nothing on nobody. Y'all do it in y'all's own time. Girl, I hate that happened to you, because I'd have been like, are y'all done? Have a nice day. I have little low tolerance for people not respecting people's boundaries. What we do in private is what gets rewarded the most. Oh, I like that. I'm not going to read your guys' comments to one another because that's between y'all. I love it. I like my relationship with God is my relationship with him. Absolutely. Lauren said $5,000 a month. What kind of car? It was a very expensive car. I don't want to like blast it because you guys are going to know exactly who I'm talking about. And that I'm not here to like shame anybody or talk down on anybody. That's never my energy or my vibe. It's just something that I wouldn't do even if I had the money. I think that that's personally ridiculous, but that's not my pockets. I can't count other people's pockets. So, but what I'm saying is watching that process, it just really showed me that like, yeah, people have the money, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the things that they have, that they're being smart about it. Cause anybody can afford anything. Once you have the money, you can afford anything you want. So, but I'd rather be smart with my money, but that's me. I can't count nobody's pockets. That's her business. Touche, happy for you, girl. Do the dang thing. Wow, I'm so glad I checked in to listen today. This morning motivation is so encouraging. Many thanks and blessings from London. Thank you so much, and good evening or good afternoon in London. I believe it's the early evening over there right now. Thank you so much. Let's see. Best follower primes and views. Okay. Come on. You need to be blocked. Somebody block that person for me, please. and that book Attached is so fire. Wow. I wish I would have read this in my early 20s. I would have never made so many mistakes. Yes, you guys. This book Attached is really good. We are done with our love series. Maybe we'll bring it back when we talk about something else, but I love it. I love this book. It's really, really, really good. So check it out if you guys want to. It's in Brittany's bookstore. It will be down below after the live. And I've also updated all the description boxes so you guys can go and check out the bookstore, check out the equipment I use. All of that is there in the description box, especially after the live. Shamber says, be right. Be stuck in transition. Yes, y'all. Good morning, May. How are you? Lauren said, I need to learn more about tolerance and boundaries. I just didn't want to come off rude, but didn't know how to get them out of my face. Next time I'm going to say what you said, how God and I'm good. But the thing is too, Lauren, they disrespected your boundaries. And that's why I have low tolerance for people that do stuff like that, or just people that push people's boundaries in general, is because like they pushed your boundaries. And if they don't see that is a form of disrespect, I have no qualms about ruffling feathers. And that's another thing too, ladies, we have to stop being too protective of men and their feelings. I'm sorry. Sometimes you got to tell people what it is. You got to go. Okay. But to get back to the topic at hand, we have to be firm with what we want, guys. We have to be firm and solid and stick to our plan, stick to the vision, put our heads down. Don't look to your left, to your right, or behind you. We have to move forward and be very clear when we're asking for God and be very specific. Because when we're unsure, God is unsure. I feel like he knows, but he's like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Just like think about that with any other situation. If you were dating someone, for those of you who aren't on early, if we were dating someone and you told them, hey, I really care about you, I like you, I want to move forward with you. And they were just like, I don't know, I'm unsure. That's not giving clarity. We have to be very clear, write the vision and make it plain. If it helps, vision boards are awesome. I love them as far as manifesting and showing God what you want and allowing those things to come to you. But you'll be very surprised when you're open and you allow. Remember, we talked about allowing the receiving end, being allowed to receive, right? We talked about that, y'all, is receiving. You will be so surprised of what comes from that. We'll be so surprised from we'll just be so surprised at what comes from it, how we elevate, what we get, who blesses us, man, especially my women out there. Let me say this. Grand Rising AMAC, how are you? Let me say this. When you get into a space, especially my strong, independent, I don't need no man type of woman. I was that. When you get into a space, when you allow a man to really truly show up for you and be the man that he's supposed to be, the ones that who deserve it. I'm not talking about them bald head scallywag men. I'm not talking about the dirty dogs. I'm not talking about them. But when you allow a real man into your life and you allow him to be a man, ladies, you get blessed. They get blessed because they have you. And I feel like sometimes we only think about the blessings they get, but we really, truly, when I say truly be blessed, and God has shown me through my relationship how much I've missed out on in the past by thinking I had it all figured out and trying to handle it by myself, you really, really, really get blessed when you allow somebody in your space and you allow somebody, and not saying in your space, like live with them. That's what I'm not talking about. That I'm talking about just really allow that receiving to come in. When you put things out in the world and if you say, hey, God, I want this, or I want this, or I want this amount of money, or I want a family, whatever it is, but you're closed off and you don't receive because you're taking care of everything else. You're taking care of you. You're taking care of your family. You're taking care of all of this stuff. And you're so closed off. No, nobody can do anything for me. I don't need no help. I'm good. I got it. Nope. Don't have to help me. Don't have to. Girl. We stressed out, tired, for nothing, when all we need is help. And I want to say this because I was listening to Pastor Torre before we close up today and Sarah Jessica Roberts. And we talked about being able to say we need one another, right? I need a man or I need a woman, and having strength in that. Because when you get to a place where you can say, hey, I need you, it's not a place of weakness. It's not saying that you couldn't do great without them. You know, if my relationship stopped tomorrow, I'd be very, very sad, devastated. I probably wouldn't move on, you know, like I have in the past. But I can say that I've evolved so much, and I want to challenge everybody. We talk about this often on the live, but challenge any women out there who are still closed off, who still feel like I'm good, I got it by myself, I don't need nobody, I really challenge you to change your mind and be open to receiving, especially in the dating realm. Because when you're open to receiving, you get blessed with so much. And it's more than monetary, but that happens too. I'm telling you that happens too, but it's more than monetary. It's just the love. It's the appreciation. And then when you reciprocate that, like, don't be out here listening to these girls talking about something. I don't do this for no man. And I don't do this for no man. I don't do this. Child, blocking your blessings. Blocking your blessings. Let's see. Lauren says masculine high value men bring out your feminine side way more. But you know what? I will challenge that because I don't like the narrative, and we're getting into a whole nother topic, but I will answer this. I don't like that high value because it doesn't have every, I feel like high value men, that term is only by what somebody looks like, by the job they have, by what they, how they dress and where they go. And that's like a quarter of men. There are so many other men here. There are, to me, a high value man is a man of integrity, is a man that's honest, is a man that's loyal, is a man that's respectful, is a man that's emotionally mature, that can communicate, a man who sees my value and loves me in spite of my mistakes and in spite of me not having surgery and all of these things. That's what I call high value. Society's definition of high value, y'all, we're going on a whole different topic here today. So if you have to go to work, I love you guys so much. I'll catch you guys in my next one. For those of you who want to stay on and continue this conversation, we will for a little bit. But I feel like our society has this very narrow, toxic, that this is the only thing a high value man is. And it's not that. It's not how much he makes. It's not what he looks like. It's not how he dresses. I sweep all of that away because that's all we see. That's all we hear. A high value man is somebody who values you on a high level. And it won't bring it out of you if you're not ready, Lauren. And that's a misconception. A misconception of somebody being high value is that they'll bring something out of me. Just like men feel like, oh, I'm going to cheat and cheat and cheat and cheat and cheat. And one day one woman is going to help me settle down and be the man I need to be. It don't work like that. You have to know those balances. You have to balance that out for yourself before a man even comes in. Because if you wait on a man to bring out your feminine energy, you're going to be waiting forever. Because when you meet him, you're not going to have that feminine energy. You're going to be reserved. You're going to be like this. You're going to be like, you got to prove to me that you got to bring out my feminine energy. And nobody's going to, a high value man, so to speak, is not going to stick around and want that. But what somebody who sees your value and sees your light and sees you is going to go through things with you and evolve with you and help you grow yourself, just like as much as you're going to challenge and grow them as well. So I really don't like that term because I feel like it's so toxic in our society, because they don't know really what a high value man is. They just think it's attached with money and what he looks like and how he dresses. It's a blessing to have that kind of partner. Thank you. It really is. What I see a lot of women say is how they don't need a man. And I cringe because we all need someone. Absolutely. I agree. I heard a podcast on purpose with Jay Shetty and Lauren London said surrender is not a sign of weakness. It's not. When you open up vulnerability, and again, y'all, my bad, we're going on a whole different topic. For those of you who have to leave, have a great day. Love you. Be blessed and have a great day at work. But yeah, when you get to a space when you're vulnerable with someone, it's very powerful, because you have to be very strong to be vulnerable. You know, I thought being non-vulnerable was my strength. You know, I thought that I could be Miss Tough Guy all the time, and I didn't, you know, I ain't need nobody and I could be strong, but that's a sign of weakness. When you feel like you don't need anybody, when you feel like, you know, you can't be vulnerable, you can't cry, you can't be in your feminine energy, it's a lot of unhealthy healing, you know, that needs to happen. Danny says, I hear nice guys finish last. Is that true? I also hear women don't like nice guys. Danny, you're dating immature women, if that's the case. If you're still hearing nice guys finish last
and no, women don't like nice guys. You're dating immature and the wrong, probably the wrong women. That's another thing too with men. Y'all have to stop expecting, not to say that you can't be mature on every level, but when you see a woman who's immature, just keep it pushing. Every woman isn't like that. And no, don't not be who you are in order to get somebody, because that's not the case. And that's not true. Cause I don't date assholes. Never have, never will. Okay. Lauren says, I'm not talking specifically high value. I'm talking about the things that matter. No, for sure. And that's me and you are on the same page, Lauren. It was just that I hate that term in our society, because when I hear high value, or when I see those videos of a high value man, even though I feel like I have a high value man, I feel like on paper to some people, they wouldn't see him that way. They wouldn't. And I think that that's okay, because I know what I got and I'm so happy that I got him. But having that mentality, I almost missed out on an amazing person. Having this narrow vision of what this high value man is supposed to be, I almost missed out on a blessing, because, you know, my mind was like, oh, he's supposed to look like this and be like this and be like this. And then once I started just being around this person, seeing his heart and how we laugh together and how he's there for me and shows up for me, it's just so different. So I just really want to challenge anybody that's having this narrow vision of what they think that they're that person's supposed to be for them, is kind of loosen it up a little bit. And but yeah, high value is definitely character and honesty and loyalty and trust and solidarity and partnership. Everybody ain't got that mentality. I've dated people who are super selfish. They'll turn it around on you acting like you crazy. Edwan says, my ex-girlfriend was a big crybaby and I had to get away from her. It was getting on my nerves. Edwan, I don't like that. Because if she cried a lot, she may have had emotional trauma. But to call her a crybaby, I think that that's very immature of you. And I don't like that. And as my fellow watcher and brother, I can call you out on that. I think that that's very immature. Now, that she may need some therapy to know how to address that. But to say a woman gets on your nerves because she cries, it's a little toxic, not gonna lie. I had a guy walk out on me when I cried one time, and that was the most unsafe crap I've ever felt. Women like to feel safe, and not just physically safe, emotionally safe. So if she cries in front of you and you look at her crazy, or you like, why are you crying? That's a sign of emotional immaturity, in my personal opinion, because she was expressing vulnerability toward you. And that's a little toxic. Maybe you need to get some therapy, Edwan. I don't like the high value term because I think of Kevin Samuels. Me too, Destiny. Ugh. Now, I will say some of his points are valid, but the delivery is all wrong. Some of his points are cool. I don't like the narrative, and that I don't like that men feel that they have the right to tell a woman what she deserves, and because she looks a certain way or she's a certain size, that she's less valuable. Like, I get what he means when he says certain things. So I get it. But like you said, yeah, his delivery is all wrong. Like, have you read Woman Evolve? No, I do want to read Balance though by T.D. Jakes. Pastor Torre. I need to read Women Evolve. I think that would be a good one. Okay. Yeah. No, it does. When you are around a man who's more masculine, for sure, he is in his masculine energy, that definitely brings it out. Yes, Lauren, we are on the same page for sure. You can be nice, just set boundaries with folks. I don't play. Because I feel like once somebody's being rude to me, I'm still going to be polite, but I'm not going to be nice. And I feel like that's the thing that we can do. You can be polite and not disrespectful, but you don't have to be nice if somebody's already crossing your boundaries after you've, you know, helped them and told them, all right, have a great day. Like, I'm not about to be polite. I mean, I'll be polite. I'm not about to be nice though. Not when you're making me uncomfortable, because nobody should be making you feel uncomfortable at work. I'm at work. You hear a pedestrian. Get out of here. I care about is providing, protecting, and professing. That's a good one. Ms. Detox says, yo, Brandon on The Bachelorette was such a nice guy. He's super cute, but at the same time, he had so much maturity about him. You can tell he didn't have much to offer but love from Michelle. I never watched The Bachelorette. Never watched The Bachelorette. I dated and have relationships with 31-year-old woman and been engaged 2 times. He said how women... Hold on. Yeah, Edwan, but still, that doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Just because, and that's another thing that people fail to realize, just because you've had a lot of experience doing something doesn't mean that you were successful at doing it. And I'm not trying to call you out, Edwan, because I was just joking earlier, but you are one of my super watchers. So I do want to be honest with you and I do want to be truthful. And I hope you guys would do the same for me if I ever said anything crazy or out the side of my neck. But I had the same issue and I had to figure out what was my problem because I had all these relationships that were good. So I thought, right? But I was the common denominator. And I was like, if none of my relationships were successful and I've been with what I think are good guys, I needed to work on me. I needed to figure out what I needed to do because me and Edwan, we've talked about things privately, but I do think that you would benefit from really working on that and really figuring out what the root of that is. Because if a woman crying around you is uncomfortable for you, or you don't feel like that's your job as her man to comfort her in those times or make her feel at ease about it or make her feel safe while she's crying, then unfortunately you're not doing your job as a man, because a man has to provide, profess, and protect. And protecting us is not just physical. I have to tell men this all the time, especially our Black men. When we want to be protected, half of us don't expect you to get into a fight for us because we will never put ourselves in that position. I will never be out in public and put myself in a position to where my man needs to physically fight another man for me. We're not back in this ain't Bridgerton. You know, I don't need nobody dueling over me because I'm going to be respectful, shut stuff down and mind my business. But protecting a woman also goes into when I'm vulnerable with you, because a lot of us have strived very hard to even be vulnerable. When I'm vulnerable with you and you show me by your actions that I cannot be vulnerable with you, meaning I can't cry around you because you make me feel ashamed or make me feel bad for crying, that's when those walls come up. That's when I start pushing you away. That's when I no longer feel emotionally safe. Women need to feel emotionally safe to make a real connection with you, to really have your back and really be loyal. I wish I would cry around my man and he make me feel bad about that. We're emotional women. Y'all want us to be feminine. Let me not get on my soapbox. If you want a woman to be feminine in her essence, in her beauty as a woman, vulnerability and sensitivity comes with that. Sensitivity and being in our feminine energy allows our emotions to flow freely. So if you can't honor that, Edwan, then you cannot, you won't get the woman that you truly desire deep down. I will tell you that now. Any man on here that's listening, if you guys do listen, because there's only a few, if you're not comfortable with a woman being vulnerable or sensitive in that way around you, you will never get the relationship you truly desire, because you're not providing a safe emotional space for that woman, and you'll just end up with a woman with a wall. Strong, independent, I don't need nobody, because that's how I walked around with a chip on my shoulder because I couldn't be vulnerable in my past. So my whole thing was like, well, shoot, I don't need, you know what I mean? So if you want somebody like that, then you need to be able to appreciate that she even has the strength to cry around you. Cause a lot of us don't even want to do that. You know what I mean? He said, how about women don't want kids, are selfish and made it seem bad. People can do, girl, that's why I don't even fool with Kevin Samuels, cause people can do what they want to do. And I don't, very immature of me to do that, to say that, especially since I really liked her and we were supposed to be engaged this weekend. Ewan, this is what I think. And I'm saying this from love, and I'm not trying to blast you or anything. Like, this is from a place of love. I think before you get into another relationship, and I think before you be engaged to anybody else, you should go seek some therapy, because I feel like there are things that keep coming up, because and stuff you told me privately and stuff you're sharing on here with us, that you should definitely have to seek and heal first. Because what you're doing is you're breaking all these women's hearts. You're stringing women along, and you're just leaving a trail of broken hearts behind you. And what's going to happen is that karma is going to come to your children. Is going to come to your daughter one day, because the Bible says God punishes a man through his children. I've seen it firsthand until my dad got right. So if you don't want your child, your daughter, your beautiful princess to suffer emotionally, and she brings trash guys home to you, or she's dating people and you're like, why are you dating this man? If you wouldn't want your daughter to date you, you need to change. Any of my men that are listening out there, for those of you who are still on, if you don't want your daughter to date you, you need to change. And it starts with therapy, and it starts with you, because it's not women at this point, Edwan. Okay? Exactly. I'm your sister, so I'm going to call you out. Ms. Debbie says, yes, safety is a big factor, a big protection. Right, this ain't Bridgerton. I don't need nobody to duel over me. Like, no, nah, you ain't about to get into no fight, because when you go to fight in America, you go to jail. We ain't got time to be bailing nobody out over no fight. But that's all. Unless you guys have any more comments, I'm going to shut it down for the day, because we went over. And sorry if it was a little all over the place. I interacted with you guys a lot more today. But I hope that you guys got something out of this conversation. I hope that we are healing ourselves. We're being clear with what we want. And we are doing what is pleasing in God's sight, and we are rocking with our purpose. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.